the first thing to say that Jerry is that if you talk about state support, what actually happened is the government just reduced the amount of excise duty that they were taking on fuel. It's not that they were actually supporting.
In other words, they stopped gouging.
Well, you might say that. I might have to deal with these people more often than you do, Jerry. So
sure.
Polite.
You wouldn't use that language.
But and in actual fact, what happened last year was, despite the fact that they took 20 cent off petrol and 15 cent off diesel, they actually collected more tax last year than they did in 2021, because they also charged VAT on the price of fuel. So with that little quibble to one side, it's not really that they gave support. They just stopped taking quite so much in excise duty, though they took more in VAT. What they have done is decided to reverse that reduction. And so in the next couple of days, the price of petrol will increase 6 cents per litre and diesel 5, and then that will gradually increase again all the way up to October. So in total, by October, your listeners will be paying 21 cents per litre more to the government for every litre of petrol that they buy, and 16 cents per litre more to the government for every litre of diesel.
Okay, so is that what we're heading for, do you think?
Well, I mean, that's in legislation. That is happening. That there's no denying that. And you know, on behalf of Fuels for Ireland members, I just want people to understand all of that is going to the government. That is not, there is no question of the retailers actually getting anything out of that. It is all going straight to government.
Okay. Look, there was some criticism at the time that things were slow to change, prices were slow to come down. You know, senior government figures are now being quoted in relation to this change again and the ending of the supports, that if they were slow to come down, they should be slow to go back up. What's your response to that?
I think they're right, you know, because the truth of the matter is that the price does take a while to wash through the system. So, you know, to be technical about it, the taxation point for excise duty is when the fuel leaves the terminal. So that means that if somebody gets a delivery of fuel at 5 to midnight on the last day of May, then they will not have paid the increased excise duty. But if the fuel leaves the depot at 1 minute past midnight on the 1st of June, they will be paying at the extra excise duty. So it takes a few days to wash through. Now, there are some service stations in really busy parts around motorways or whatever that might get 5 or 6 deliveries a day, so they will see the price increase on the 1st of June. There are other stations that will get deliveries less frequently, and you would expect, and I would expect, and this is what the Minister for Finance is talking about when he says he would expect to see a few days for it to wash through, that I would expect those forecourts to have that lower price for a couple of days at a minimum.
Okay. Okay, and look, is there any option for stations to, and I see what you're saying with regards to busy stations, but ones that are less busy, to stock up on fuel, diesel or petrol, at the minus excise price, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, it makes sense for people to keep their tanks full coming into an expected price rise. That said, Jerry, you have to realise that most forecourts have a fairly strict pattern of their deliveries, and you know, it's not necessarily possible to get an extra delivery. Every forecourt in the station would like an extra. Every forecourt in the country would like an extra delivery on the last day of May in order to get ahead of this. But clearly, that's not possible. The logistics and the delivery system doesn't have that extra capacity. So yes, people will try to do that insofar as they can, but you know, you have to operate within the realities of running a busy service station, and that's not always going to be possible for everyone.
No, certainly not. Look, the other side of this is, and it's what attracts people in to a particular station in many cases, but really it's, I won't say it's a last leader, but you're not making much of a margin on it if you're a pet. It's about your coffees, about your food offering, about the other things you sell on site.
Exactly that. I often say to people that if I pull into a petrol station and put €100 of diesel or petrol into my car, and somebody walks in behind me and she buys a cappuccino and the Kerryman, you know, they will make more profit on the cappuccino and the newspaper than they will make on my €100 of fuel. So you're right. You know, the there isn't much value in trying to price gouge, even if you were, if, you know, apart from the moral element of that and the commercial element of it, doesn't make sense. Because, you know, I think of, you know, my friends down in Killarney, and I drive into town, and there's a couple of service stations next to one another. You know, if one has, and they all have to display their prices outside. If one is 5 cents a litre more expensive for petrol, I'm going to keep going, and I go to the next one, and that's what happens. You know, I firmly believe that it's the most clear business in the country, because we're the only place that actually has the prices outside the shop, and you can pick and choose whether or not you accept them before you drive in. Anybody who decided to artificially increase their prices would be really foolish, because you can pretty much guarantee the place down the road will keep theirs low and will be selling the Kerryman and the cappuccino and, you know, the tin of beans and the sliced pan. That's where the real value in our business comes from.
Okay. Kevin, on the other side of it then, does it go back, once this exercise is done, I can't see the government reversing course, even though some opposition politicians are not happy, road hauliers are not happy as well, in terms of drivers, anyone who has got vans on the road or cars on the road, any builders, any farmers, not delighted with this change, but, you know, that's where it's going to end in terms of excise, I'd imagine. So does it go back then to the price of Brent crude in terms of, you know, when prices go up or when prices go down?
Obviously, Brent crude is one of the key factors, but it's not as decisive as a lot of people may think. So people look at the barrel price of Brent crude going up and down and think that that's reflected in petrol prices at the pump, but it's just not as simple as that. Because yes, Brent crude is the feedstock that we make petrol and diesel from. However, the process of refining is complex and expensive, and it's particularly expensive at the moment because, ironically, the cost of refining is largely dependent on the cost of energy, because you need a lot of heat to actually refine oil. So when the energy prices are very high, the cost of refining is increased. The other thing that's been quite significant, and is probably now a permanent or at least a long-term change, is that we are bringing stock in from different places into Europe. So when slightly more than a year ago now, last February, a third of all of the diesel coming into Europe was coming from Russia. Now, none of that is coming through. So you have to bring it in from places that are further away, that are less convenient, that don't have pipelines in the way that there were pipelines in from Russia. And so the cost of actually moving oil around the world, or at least moving it to Europe, has increased quite significantly. Yeah. So those high energy prices, the increased logistics cost, all have an impact on the price that's paid at the pump. Is not just as simple as saying it's Brent crude.
What's the reason for the reverting to normality in terms of diesel and petrol in terms of the price to each other, Kevin? Last year, petrol was remarkably unleaded, was cheaper than diesel for a long time. It's gone back to the way things were, 10 cent of a difference in many places. Is that because we're getting our diesel from a different place now and it's worked out?
That's right. The long answer, and I'll try and keep it as brief as I can, is that when the oil refineries were built in Western Europe, it was when most private cars were driven by petrol, and so they were designed to heighten the yield of petrol. When you actually refine one, you make the other, but they were designed to make as much petrol as possible with less emphasis on diesel. In Eastern Europe, it was the opposite. They were building refineries when diesel was more prevalent, and so they were optimized to produce diesel, which meant that we were bringing in an awful lot of diesel from Russia. So in Europe, when that tap was turned off, and completely reasonably, in my opinion, that we don't want to be supporting Russia at the moment and giving them money to inflict pain and suffering on the people in Ukraine. But when we stopped that tap, it meant that we had to change the supply routes for diesel, and the changes were far more severe for diesel than they were for petrol. Now in the year that's passed, we have kind of bedded in those new supply routes. We've actually got things to be a bit more efficient and things are a bit more stable. And also, you know, you will know any market hates uncertainty. And as things become a bit more certain, the market prices out the risk. And that has led to the price of diesel reducing more quickly than the price of petrol. And therefore, you've seen that inversion. Also, now as we come back, the excise duty cut on petrol was higher than that on diesel, so you will go back most likely to the full difference in price that we were used to, maybe 10 cents a litre difference.
Final point. Look, this time last year, a price of a barrel of oil was $114. It's now, you know, $75, $76. So can we be hopeful, at least, even with this excise increase again or back to where things were, that prices will stay at a relative stable rate or perhaps maybe go lower?
It's always the last question you ask me, Jerry, and it's always the last answer I give you is that if I could predict oil prices, I wouldn't need to work. All I can tell you is that the feedstock prices, the wholesale prices, are reasonably stable at the moment, and we don't see any reason. There's nothing obvious that would say there's going to be a dramatic change. So on that level, they should be reasonably stable. There are always going to be fluctuations. The excise duty increase is going to make a difference, and it's going to hurt people because the wholesale price of petrol and diesel is still relatively high. I mean, if you add 21 cents onto a price of petrol that's been paid today, as it will be by October, people are going to feel it. So reasonably stable on wholesale costs, but the big difference in the next few months is going to be that extra take from government in terms of excise duty.
Okay, Kevin, thanks a million for talking to us about that this morning.
Cheers, Jerry.